T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Here, check this out. This happened at the Chatfield Corn Maze. Jamie posted this yesterday, I think it was.
Yes, it was.
I had no idea this had happened. I didn't see it on the news. But at the Corn Maze, there's some freaky stuff going on in Chatfield.
A woman walking through a Halloween corn maze in Jefferson County says the masked man who confronted her and assaulted her was no actor.
Right now, we are in the midst of the haunted corn maze.
Take a walk in the day and it's not so scary. At night, it's another story. Chatfield Farm spokesperson Aaron Bird says what happened Saturday night was not part of the act. Staff members at the haunted corn maze say several customers reported a man dressed in black wearing a white mask harassing them.
Oh my.
They include a woman who filed a police report the next day.
So I have no idea who this person is. Tells her cousin, you cannot proceed down this path unless you either dance with me, kiss me, or touch me. I have no idea who this person is.
The 29-year-old woman told the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department the masked man knocked her down and dragged her a couple of feet.
He stood his ground and said, well, this is what you paid for.
She says the man eventually let her go, and she later reported the incident to staff at the maze.
Whoa!
Isn't that crazy?
Who would have thought of that?
Well, yeah, because, you know, you don't think that somebody could sneak in as an actor at these things.
Now, I understand at a haunted house it would be just a little bit more difficult, but right. At a corn maze, you're out in an open field somewhere
and you
slide
in there.
Okay, you go in as a customer, right? And you can have your white mask and your dark little suit in the car, and then you kind of transform yourself, get inside the corn maze, and just slide in.
I never even thought about that. You know, but I only go during the day because I have a little kid, so we go during the day, and it's still a little creepy even though there's no actors or anything, but now, it's weird.
You won't find a better corn maze around. That Chatfield corn maze is absolutely the best in the metro.
Lost.
It's really nice. It's big, and it's great. I mean, if you want a little scare, it's perfect.
The only bad thing I would say about the Chatfield thing, and there's nothing bad, I'm not going, but when you get in one of those balls that are on the water, so they put you in this ball, right, this big mouse ball. Hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
You get inside the hamster wheel, and then they blow it up with air, and then they put you on this pond of water, and you're supposed to crawl around in it. I don't know how it happened, but one of them got rocks in it.
Inside the ball?
Inside the ball. And so while you're in there as a hamster, you're getting pummeled by rocks.
You're dodging the rocks? Well, that sounds like a hazard.
I know. And then you realize you're also in this ball where a ton of slimy kids have been inside there. And like, you know, boogers and snot. Like, we should go. I should put you in one of those hamster balls.
I don't know.
I should videotape you in a hamster ball.
I don't know.
I think it'd be fun. By the way, it does seem fun for about a minute, and then you're exhausted, and then you're like, okay, get me out of the ball, please. I'm done with the ball.
Yes.
I'm done.
Time to go.
I'm done.
Time to go.
Anyway, I did see somebody photograph that guy. They took a picture of him. He looks a lot like you.
What?
Yeah, he looks a lot like you. What were you doing last night? What were you doing last night?
He does not look like
me. I'm just saying, he looks a little like you. You're single now. The only way you can get a woman is jumping out of a corn maze and telling her,
crazy story,
you gotta kiss me.
The guy sneaks in there, and then he tells them, what was it he said again?
Tells her cousin, you cannot proceed down this path unless you either dance with me, kiss me, or touch me. I have no idea.
Kiss me and touch me. All right, there's the creepy stuff. But even more bizarre is you got to dance with me.
Maybe that way he doesn't think he's assaulting anyone if he says, you know, those three options. But then when he grabbed her and carried her, or dragged her, that's when it crossed the line.
Yeah, well, he knocked her down to the ground and dragged her.
Yeah. So that's kind of creepy.
You would never expect something like this. You go into a corn maze and some guy lurking in there that doesn't even work there. He's not one of the actors.
This is a new one.
He just went there to to jump out at people and grab people and dance with people.
Don't you think this is a new one? This is a new one.
I think this is new.
I mean, I've heard of, you know, people acting like they're a doctor and luring people in and all that stuff, but this one's new. This is a new angle.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.